Shuris Yerushalmi corresponding to Shuris Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tesimah Beis at the Mishnah. Shuris Eidus Ketzad. Amal Eidim Bo Beiduni Shur Sheinon Yoidim Lecha Eidus. One of the Shuris Eidus is when Reuven told the witnesses, come testify for me, and they saw that we do not know testimony for you. Osha Amrula Loi Einon Yoidim Lecha Eidus Mashpiani Aleichem Ba'amu Amen Chayavim. Alternatively, they said, we do not know testimony for you, and Reuben said, I impose this on you in an oath, and they answered, Amen, if they were lying, they're liable. Hishpi aleim chamisha pa'amim chutz lebeistin, or bo lebeistin, v'haydu baturim. If Reuben made them swear 5 times outside of Beistin, and they came to Beistin and admitted that they know, they are exempt. Kofu chayovim al kol achas v'achas. If they denied knowing, they're liable for each shvur. Hishpi aleim chamisha pa'amim b'fnei Beistin, the kofru einan chayovim ela achas. If Reuven made them swear 5 times in front of Beis Din, they're liable only once. And Reb Shimon ma'atam b'fnei she'einam yichulin lachzor lahoidos. Reb Shimon said, this is because once they told Beis Din they don't know, they cannot retract and admit to knowing testimony. And the Gemara says, nefesh nefesh, ma ra'alon mipi atzmoi, afkan mipi atzmoi, ma kan mipi achirim, aflan mipi achirim. It says here in Shuris Ha'idus nefesh, and it says about Shuris Ha'pikadoin, nefesh. Just like there, one who swore himself is liable. Also here, one who swore himself is liable. Just like here, one who is mushba through others is liable. Also there, one who is mushba through others is liable. With me, darash gezeira shava, mimokom jebasa, ma mipiat smoishenem la'alon chutz lebeistin, af mipiat smoishenem akan chutz lebeistin. That's correct, Gezeira. With me, expounds the gezeira shava from the source. That's the concept of dan mina mina. Just like by himself, there is even outside of Beis Din, also by himself here, is even outside of Beis Din. But one on Dashi, Gzev Shavah, Hamur Ba, Ma, Mipi Hachirim, Shenema, you should say, Kan, Beis Din, Af, Mipi Hatzmai, Shenema, Kan, Beis Din. But one expounded Gzev Shavah, according to the matter in which it is said, what is learned, and that's the concept of Don Mino, Vuki Abasa, just like through others here is in Beis Din, also through himself here is in Beis Din. Rabbi asked, according to Meir, if a relative swore by himself, Shur Sa'idus, is he liable? And we answer that we learn from the following, since we learned one who saw himself, Shur Sa'idus, only from Shur Sa'pikadoin, just like their relatives are liable, also here. And Rabbi Yossi Kroivim Shekan Lemedim Mekroivim Shalalon. And there's an objection here. Rabbi Yossi says, can we learn relatives here from relatives there? Relatives can be Shomerim, but they cannot be witnesses. Rather, he's exempt for Shavuos Ha'edus. Rabbi Yudan Kaputkia, Boy, Hishpia Lav Chamisha Pa'amim Mepi Atzmai, Hishpia Chutz Lebayis, Shema Einoi Chayev Al-Achas Va'achas, Al-Kol-Achas Va'achas. Rabbi Yudan Kavutzki asked, if one saw by himself 5 times outside of Beis Din, perhaps if he is not liable for each one? Am Rabbi Yossi v'lemes nifsen hi, am Rabbi Shimon ma'atam mipnei, we should say, shi'yachoydim lachzor lahidois, v'kan hoyo v'ein yachoydim lachzor lahidois, ein chayim ela achas. Rabbi Yossi answered that a Mishnah teaches this. Rabbi Shimon says, what's the reason why he's liable to each shuris of the cotton? It's because he can retract and admit. Here, since they cannot retract and admit to knowing testimony, they're liable only once. If they were mushba outside of Beis Din, they could retract. However, if they swore by themselves, since they swore falsely, they're possible for testimony, so they cannot retract and testify. Rabbi Yumi Aboy, Hishpia Olav Chamisha Pa'amim, it should say, Voroshoina Mepiv, Arba Pa'amim Piachir Ma'u. Rabbi Yumi asked that if one swore 5 times, the first time by himself and 4 times through others, what's the law contribute to Meir? Ma'achad of Meir Avat Mepiv, Ka Beis Din, since the Meir makes swearing by himself even outside of Beis Din, like one who was mushba in Beis Din, does it fix them for korban and obligate for the first time without a claim? We learn from the following, why do you pursue us? We swear that we don't know testimony for you. Perhaps they're liable. It says, V'shama kol Allah, one who heard a curse, if he will not testify, he is liable. This excludes here who do not hear a call, a voice. Mipiv v'kalkois ma'ahu she'in chayiv, mipiv B'kanasos Moshe Chayev. The Gemara asks, if one swore by himself without land, is he liable? If one swore by himself without a fine, is he liable? We know that Shuasa Edus applies through others to land and Kanas, unlike Shuasa Bikodin. Is this even by himself? Mipiv Moshe Chayev B'korban Oliver Yoed. If one swore by himself, is he liable a korban Oliver Yoed like Shuasa Edus through others? Or is it like Shuasa Bikodin, for which one brings a Chatas Kavua? Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav B'Shoigik B'korban B'Mezah B'korban Aval Omer Sova Yisi She'en Shua Zu Muta. Rabbi Abba Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that our Mishnah said that they're liable for Mezid of the Shua and Shoigig and for being Mezid about the testimony, but they're not liable for Shoigig about the testimony. He was Shoigig about the Korban or Mezid about the Korban, but if he says, I thought that there's no Issa of falsely taking this Shua, this is permitted and to exempt. Tani Chizkiya B'Komachim Shenema B'Teira Chet Stam Atofis Azodin Kishkoga Ashodicha Kosov Shehi Shkoga. Chizkiya says in Abaisa, whenever it says in the Torah Chet, you consider Mavid to be Chayav Korban like Shkoga, unless the verse informs you specifically Shkoga. We come on to the next Mishnah. Kofu Shnehim Ka'achas Shnehim Chayovim B'Zechazeh HaRishon Chayav. If both witnesses simultaneously denied knowing, they're liable. If one denied after the other, only the first is liable. If one denied and the other admitted knowing, only the denier is liable. If there were two sets of witnesses and one set denied after the other, both sets are liable because the testimony could be sustained through either set. The Gemara said, "Efisha korbanam v'amru hari anu holchim lichpar be'beis din." The Gemara asks, if they separated a korban and said, we're going to deny in Beis Din, does that atone for them? Hadahi detani rebchiya korbanoi laHashem al nizroi sheyagdim nizroi lekorbanoi v'lo sheyagdim korbanoi lenizroi. And the Gemara answers, this is like rebchiya taught, korbanoi laHashem al nizroi, that he brings the korban to Hashem for his nizirus. The nizirus must precede separation of his korban, not that his korban preceded his nizirus. Similarly, the denial of testimony must precede the korban. Nishbu chutz Beis Din. The Gemara asks, if they swore outside of Beis Din, separated a korban, and said, we're going to deny in Beis Din, how do you judge this? Is it like one whose sin preceded his korban? Or since they're liable only in Beis Din, it's like one whose korban precedes his sin. And we can infer that our Mishnah says that if one denied and one admitted, the one who denied is liable. When both denied, it said that the first is liable. Here it didn't specify, even if the first admitted and the second denied, he is liable. We don't say that since the first obligates a shua, surely the defendant will pay and not swear falsely, so the second didn't cause a loss. Hamar b'yosi masnisa b'hushe yachzor boi sheni b'seich k'zei dibur ha-rishon shim yachzor boi rishon mekabnoi say nase sheni rishon. Rabbi Yossi says that our Mishnah exempts the latter when he denied afterwards. What's the chiddush that the latter is exempt when he admits? It's even if initially both denied and he retracts. This is when the second denied toich kedei dibo, when it's within the time to say three or four words of the first. If he does not retract, he's liable for if the first would retract within this time, we would accept his retraction, and the second would become the first to deny. Hayu asoa is tani tani. If there were 10 witnesses and they denied one after the other, some teach that the first is liable and all the others are exempt, and some teach that the last is exempt and all the others are liable. The one who says that the first is liable and all the others are exempt, he holds like the opinion that testimony is partially bottle. That is partially bottle is totally bottle. The one who says that the last is exempt and all the others are liable, he holds out the opinion that the testimony is sustained through the others. Rabbi Yossi says our Mishnah is like this latter opinion. If there were two sets of witnesses and one set denied it after the other, both sets are liable because the testimony could be sustained through either set. It says so only because they are two. If it were one, testimony that is partially bottle is totally bottle.